Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
So, here's why Tucker Carlson was canned. For, quote, being out of control. But he took a lot less money to be able to have control of a show, and he was knocking heads with them on a continual basis. And continued to say what he wanted. They got rid of him because he got too popular and upset the globalist apple cart. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday, April 25th, 2023. And just a few weeks ago, on March 8th, here's just a 26-second clip making the rounds on Twitter, but we're pulling the full video. I predicted they were going to be firing Tucker Carlson very, very soon. Now, I have a lot of contacts, not just Tucker Carlson, and I know why Tucker Carlson was fired. The media is reporting that Tucker doesn't know why Tucker was fired, and that's not true. They're also saying it's because a woman filed a sexual harassment suit because they hung up pictures of Nancy Pelosi with her breasts partly showing, and Tucker laughed about it. That's not sexual harassment. I mean, you can have drag queen story time with giant fat men shaking their ding-a-lings in front of little kids, and that's okay. But if a conservative makes fun of Nancy Pelosi, oh my gosh, we're filing a lawsuit. Why, the producers hung up pictures and made fun of her. You go around this office, there's stuff like that everywhere. There's stuff of me looking ridiculous, Owen looking ridiculous, politicians looking ridiculous, Joe Biden with three heads growing out of his head. That's in one of the break rooms. How do women work on the Howard Stern show when he has strippers in there sucking each other's breast? Oh, he's liberal, though. So women can work in a work environment like that, which I would not want my wife or daughter to work in. And that's okay. Never hear a problem there. Or these Hollywood sets that are like whorehouses. But oh my gosh, Tucker Carlson, he's out at Fox. We're going to show you the evil Nancy Pelosi photo. That's why. No, that's a cover story. And so I'm going to tell everyone why Tucker Carlson was canned. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has his idea for it. All these other people have their idea, but I know why. Even though Tucker is not talking to his producers or anybody right now, and that's probably because of a contractual reason with his contract, and he knows that anybody he talks to could lie and say that he's talked, and so they could try to pull his contract before he can set up new operations, and you better believe he's going to be doing that. And I'm going to really push Tucker to launch quickly. And obviously, Tucker's made a lot of comments about InfoWars and has shown an interest in how this operation runs, and he's been down here. I'll just leave it at that. But no, Tucker Carlson's not going to be joining InfoWars. Obviously, the door is wide open, but that's not going to happen. Tucker's his own man and wants to be able to have his signature on what he does. But Tucker Carlson will be launching his own network platform system very, very soon. And so Tucker pushed the envelope as far as he could, and they violated his contract because he took a lot less money to have what he was told in his contract, that, by the way, is not public, is total freedom. But as soon as he shot to the top, since his 2016 contract replacing Bill O'Reilly, they began to put pressure on him. And I have a lot of examples of this and a lot of information. And I know for a fact why Tucker was let go. And simply put, I'll walk through it here exclusively in the next segment, but here's the reason. Was it for taking on Big Pharma? Was it for trying to take on the illegal war in Ukraine? Was it for exposing the open borders? Was it for pointing out replacement migration and the UN and you will eat the bugs? And the answer is, it was all of it. It was all of it. It was the fact that he was becoming a super political populist icon, not just here, but around the world, and was so measured and reasoned and charming and a real populist that they couldn't bend to their will with incredible offers. Most people at Fox have a contract that you will say what they want when they want. You have teleprompter reader contracts, you have contributor contracts, and really what News Corp has done since Roger Ailes got merged with it in the mid-1980s and late 1980s is control the conservative movement, not just here, but in the English-speaking world through Sky News, also owned by the Murdochs. They have, just on Fox News, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. Last number I saw was over 300 paid contributors just on the political side, and the average amount they're paid is $50,000. And when they're paid $50,000, get to go on shows and be well-known and all the rest of it, they tell you, you can't go on any shows unless we say, and you can't have anybody on unless we say. So most people at Fox are kept. They are owned. They are mouthpieces. Not Tucker Carlson. Not Dan Bongino. And only a few others. And remember, Lou Dobbs over on CNN was number one, with bigger numbers than Tucker even ever had. And they fired him for being a patriot. Remember back when CNN in the mid-90s was dominating with Lou Dobbs, who's just a guy that didn't want to destroy America, just a smart businessman, just a patriot. So that's what goes on here. And I know all about News Corp and all about Roger Ailes, and they offered me jobs and everything else. I know all of it, okay? And I'm going to tell you what's really going on when we come back. But this woman's lawsuit that's completely frivolous has zero to do with the removal of Tucker Carlson. So, I am going to be really getting deep into the Tucker Carlson situation, because if you understand this, you understand how things really work and understand the next phase of the massive purge and censorship and control this country's going under. I'm going to say something that is beyond critical right now. The public is now understanding that globalism is going to destroy them, impoverish them, and in many cases kill them. Totally collapsing the borders, collapsing the currency, massive wars, forced GMO, forced nanotech additives in the foods already happening, poison shots, no bodily autonomy, just dystopia by design. That's this form of governance. That's the New World Order. And they cannot allow there to be iconic populists like Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Lou Dobbs. Now, Joe Rogan, who I love to death, knows every bit of this I know. He's just as smart as I am or smarter. And that's why 5 years ago I went crazy on him, because he was becoming a leftist and going along with their agenda. And I knew full damn well Joe knew what he was doing. And I'm not saying going after him made him tack and change his direction, but he later apologized to me, and I apologized for going too far. And over time, Joe really recognized that the dystopia he was seeing was real and the globalists were real and that Big Pharma and the New World Order is bad, and he has three daughters, two that are his biological, and that he had to fight them. And he's really started hitting on all cylinders. And I'm not the judge up here. I'm not the arbiter up here. I'm not policing people to make sure that they're good guys. But if I've been friends with somebody a long time, and I know full well that they know what's going on, and they join the New World Order, I'm going to come after them. Because I come after anybody that's prominent even passively going along with this agenda, because that will destroy them as well. And that's what people really have to get into their minds and have that burned into your psyche. So, where to start here? Because this is really what I call a Rosetta Stone or a master key, a skeleton key. Because if you understand this issue, you understand the entire war for the future. Now, Tucker at the Heritage Foundation had a speech and a dinner after his show Friday night. Knocked it out of the park, and the full speech is on Infowars.com. And we're going to air excerpts of it coming up today ahead of some amazing guests. And he said, it's the herd mentality killing us, and it's all the yes men and women, and it's people following this globalist program that is going to destroy us, and we have to get off this track. And there he is with some of the most elitist conservatives in the country, nodding and clapping. So he's well-spoken, a gentleman, very charming, and he's an ambassador of liberty, and that's why the system hates him, and he's winning. He's helping us win. So it was about 30 minutes to airtime yesterday, and the producer walks over and says, Fox just put a press release out. Tucker Carlson's been fired. And when I learned that news, it was like being punched in the stomach. Because I'm not in competition with Tucker Carlson. I'm trying to defeat the New World Order. And I had some conservatives call me and text me. And even one person in the office, great person, God love him, said, wow, well, this just makes us bigger. Or, wow, you know, you're back to being the top dog now. Limbaugh's dead and Tucker Carlson's out at Fox. And I'm going to tell you something. It's that type of thinking that's going to lose us the whole damn planet. We're not up here trying to win a popularity contest. We're not here to have the biggest bank accounts. We're not here to be number one. We're here to kick the New World Order's freaking ass. Excuse me. These people are coming down on us, trying to take over our bodies, replace us with robots, massive child sex trafficking on record that they're running. And I'll get more into Tucker next segment, but let me say this. I got up at like 4:30 this morning, and I didn't know they had more Mayorkas hearings yesterday. And I watched those congressional hearings. They had Senate hearings a few weeks ago, and I watched probably 2 hours of it this morning. And I liked what I saw. Those congressmen, particularly the Republicans, were not trying to score points, and they were not putting on their normal affect of being Washington heads. They were desperate, saying, we have the Border Patrol confirming tens of thousands of kidnapped children, tens of thousands released pedophiles, foreign spies, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, total bedlam, mass shootouts every few hours. Our constituents are dying, fentanyl death everywhere. You are a criminal. You are lying, saying the border is secure. How can you sit here and do this to our country and do this to the people coming in? This is a war, and you are directing it with Biden against us. That's the rhetoric we need, because when you're being hit by something this corrupt, this evil, this out of control, and it sounds so crazy to even then state what's happening, that's how the enemy keeps winning, because they have all of this outrageous road warrior bedlam and insanity going on, and they've totally broken the border, and Mayorkas is saying, quote, the border is secure. I can play hours of these hearings. They're incredible. You should go find them. We'll have them posted at Infowars.com. And in fact, that's where I saw them this morning, is started watching them, was Infowars.com. So the good news is there is a beyond sense of urgency now, and the people aren't even looking and talking to Mayorkas like they hate him. They are saying, how could you be such a mass murderer? How could you be so evil that we can't believe you guys are actually doing this and that you're sitting there smirking about it? And you could see the nausea and the revulsion. They don't hate him. They are revolted by him. And they realize, and they said, our constituents are dying. Everything's collapsing. And there's a sense of do or die. And that people are finally getting it. That we're going to lose civilization and everything we've got if we don't remove these crazy people that have hijacked the world and are insane. And that are starting World War III. Tucker Carlson realizes it. I realize it. Joe Rogan realizes it, you realize it, and we now just have to, in every way we can, say no to this new world order, great reset, collapse of civilization. I'll come back, stay with us. So, Sunday night I came in here on air, and I raised the alarm, and I said, they're getting ready to take out Tucker Carlson, and I played the clip 5 times, and I played it on Monday, of AOC with Jen Psaki on MSNBC saying we must ban Tucker Carlson and all the other conservatives because they're dangerous and they call for violence, which none of that's true, off of the airwaves with a federal law. I told you that's a talking point. You can see all the 60 Minute shows and everything else attacking Tucker in the last week. I said they're coming for his head and then they're coming for you next because they can't carry out all this criminal activity unless they can do this, because if there's anybody rallying against it, what they're doing is so atrocious, so criminal, so horrible, so destructive, that they'll never get it done. But they really are going to try to continue to execute this operation because they've done it in countless other countries, and they want to set up their final global cashless society to control every facet of our lives and make current communist China look like a liberty-based wonderland. So here's a clip from myself back in June, saying they're going to fire Tucker Carlson. And I believe Tucker. He's hardcore. He's awake. The left admits it. And so I predict he won't be at Fox News in the near future if he's unable to put this out. I'm going to leave it at that. All right. So we're going to play the full clip later where I broke down the fact that he's going after the war, going after the poison shots, going after the border, explaining it's a plan, a designed operation by the globalists, whole programs coming out, documentaries on Klaus Schwab, the Great Reset, the New World Order. They cannot allow it. So here is AOC responding, saying deplatforming works. Yes, silencing your opposition, just like Adolf Hitler or Joseph Stalin or Fidel Castro, Or Xi Jinping. I mean, this is bona fide tyranny. You know, if tyranny was an alcohol, then people like Richard Nixon was 4% beer, 4% alcohol. And then Obama tried to bring in 200 proof or moonshine level tyranny. We only got it up to about 100 proof. And of course, George W. Bush helped get the Patriot Act in. Same thing. Now with what Biden and the globalists and Klaus Schwab are doing, they're going all the way to 200% proof or 100% alcohol. I mean, this is what AOC is saying here is Joseph Stalin, V.I. Lenin level, open in your face. Yeah. See, I told you Tucker'd be gone. You see what we did? See how we steal elections? See how we election meddle? See how we surveil you? See how we come after you? So dangerous. So let's go ahead and play her little celebration.
Tucker Carlson is out at Fox News. Couldn't have happened to a better guy. What I will say, though, is while I'm very glad that the person that was arguably responsible for some of the largest, driving some of the most amounts of death threats and violent threats, not just to my office, but to plenty of people across the country. I also kind of feel like I'm like waiting for the cutscene at the end of a Marvel movie after all the credits have rolled. And then you see like the villain's like hand reemerge out to grip over like the end of a building or something. But deplatforming works, and it is important, and there you go. Good things can happen.
So that's how they've repackaged tyranny. If it was Hitler or Stalin in a military uniform in front of a military parade, we'd say, my gosh, That's pure tyranny. But it's a little cute, sweet, nice little lady. And that's the future of the Democratic Party. Packaging their authoritarian, totalitarian systems with women leading it as if she actually leads anything. So here's why Tucker Carlson was canned. For, quote, being out of control. But he took a lot less money to be able to have control of a show, and he was knocking heads with them on a continual basis and continued to say what he wanted. Now, he was told, you can have any guest on you want, your contract. He was told, no Alex Jones, and it made him so mad. And so that's why he would almost every week say, Alex Jones is right. Alex Jones is right. I mean, probably 100 times. Alex Jones is right the last 4 or 5 years. To Alex Jones, you know, predicted all of this. Alex Jones, and he knows he's just turning the knife in him and sending people to the show. And that made the system mad. And having Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on and promoting him and pointing out that the other big networks particularly took all that big pharma money so they could control the narrative. Sponsored by Pfizer. You saw that on all the networks. Fox, not as much as the others. At least Fox National, almost none. So he went directly to the heart of the matter. The police state, the weaponized IRS, raising taxes on poor people. Hitting on all cylinders. And so now they provide the false story that it's because they hung up a picture in the office of Nancy Pelosi walking on a boardwalk with her ginormous breast. And we showed that back at the time. It was funny. I mean, it's PG. That's what they fired him for. No, they got rid of him because he got too popular and upset the globalist apple cart. So here's some of the headlines. Fox Corporation shares plunge by 4% after Tucker Carlson's abrupt firing. Here's a shot of the last 5 days. You can see the massive plunge right there. Fox News loses nearly $1 billion in value after firing Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson departs Fox, pushed out by Murdoch, MSM. And it goes on from there. In a lawsuit, Tucker Carlson is accused of promoting a hostile work environment. You read it, oh my gosh. They hung up a picture on the wall of Pelosi, and the woman claims an intern said something anti-Semitic. Okay, there you go. It's all his fault. Here's the evil photo. Nancy Pelosi walking at the beach. Oh, my gosh, it's sexual harassment. And the media is reporting on it, Newsweek. Oh, Nancy Pelosi swimsuit pictures in Tucker Carlson's office raise questions. Oh, my gosh, that was a month ago. Fox fired uncontrollable host Tucker Carlson who badmouthed bosses. This Bloomberg article is actually more accurate than the others. And yes, that's it. Rupert Murdoch has been shopping around to big institutional buyers who sell Fox News. He already split the company years ago, what, 6 years ago, and sold part of it to Disney. And so Rupert Murdoch is looking to cash out, and to do that, he's got to make it more of a leftist network, even if it kills the network, because that's the point. They're going to pay him a giant sum. I bet when they do, it's going to be like $60, $70 billion is the number I would guess. And the money he's being paid is to kill it, because the globalists have unlimited money. So he'll get $60, $70, $80 billion and sail off into the New World Order sunset. He knows his kids can't run it. He knows the globalists don't like it. It was designed to control the conservative opposition by having almost the entire conservative field as contributors with their secret contracts. On average, $50,000 a year for complete control over what they say and what they do to be on Fox, the little conservative beauty pageant. Blindsided, Tucker Carlson still has been given no reason why he was fired, as speculation is rife for Murdoch wants to sell Fox News, but would find it harder with firebrand host as the network's main star. That's an accurate headline out of the Daily Mail. So, here's a false story. CNBC, Tucker Carlson leaves Fox News in wake of Dominion defamation settlement. That's not why it happened. We got a lot more on this coming up and excerpts of his heritage speech where he points out we have to stop. If you go to the live show feed at Infowars.com today, Tuesday Live, Biden fumbles re-election launch as deep state and big pharma scramble to bury news on lethal jabs, failed border, plummeting dollar. And then we also break down the whole Tucker Carlson situation. I went ahead and put up some private photos from Thanksgiving out in Florida. And Tucker was nearby, popped by to hang out with the family and have breakfast. And just such a great guy. So real. We talked for about 2 hours about the future and everything that's going on. There's a shot with Tucker and my wife. But the point is, he's just a real guy and a real patriot. And we're going to go hunting soon. And he just loves this country. What you see with Tucker Carlson is what you get. And here he is with my five-year-old daughter right here. She really likes Tucker. She wants to know we're going to go back and see Tucker again. That was, again, in the morning having breakfast. So that's what it comes down to, is just Americans wanting a future for our children. And our children have no future if we don't have a free country with a free press.
I want to define something for you tonight, the definition for pervert. It means to lead someone away from what is considered right, natural, or acceptable.
There's no such thing as someone else's child.
The question today is, who is the pervert?
No such thing as someone else's child.
We know who the perverts are. There's one political party in this country that supports this junk. It's the Democrat Party. It's a party that castrates children, mutilates children, perverts children, grooms children, murders children, and indoctrinates children. We know who the perverts are. Who is the pervert?
Our nation's children are all our children.
All over the U.S., they're passing laws or set to pass laws where schools talk to children as young as 5 years old and convince them they're another sex and then deliver them to a facility, and the parents are not told where the children are, and the police under law say, we don't know where your child is, even though they've been kidnapped. That's the next step. Meanwhile, the UN has put out a report they've been working on for 2 years, put out by the ICJ, with over 60 judges from around the world. In section 8, let's look at principle 16. This is on page 22. Consensual sexual conduct with respect to the enforcement of criminal law, any prescribed minimum age of consent to sex must be applied to a non-discriminatory manner. Enforcement may not be linked to the sex, gender of participants, or the age of consent. Moreover, sexual conduct involving persons below the domestically prescribed minimum, whatever your country is, they override it, age of consent to sex may be consensual in fact, if not in law. In this context, the enforcement of criminal law should reflect the rights and capacity of persons under the age of 18 or age to make decisions about engaging in consensual sexual conduct and their right to be heard in matters concerning them, pursuant to where evolving capabilities and progressive autonomy, persons under 18 years of age should participate in decisions affecting them with due regard to their age, maturity, and best interest, as with specific attention to non-discriminating guarantees. And when you read this, the legislation that passed in Washington State and is introduced all over the country, and when you read the UN saying, we're going to ask your seven-year-old if they want to have sex with men or adults.
In the past year, dozens of world leaders have joined my circle of leadership to prevent sexual exploitation and abuse in UN operations.
This was already years ago. I reported this 15 years before this ever came out because it was already known in Germany and in Canada. In one city alone, over 40 years, 30,000 children were placed with convicted child rapists as young as age 2 to form a new family, boys with pedophile men, girls with pedophile women, so they can be recruited to form a new civilization. And you've got to go read what they do for the children. This is done in the middle school flash 2 edition. Identity terms, and they just say, what are you? Female, queer, cisgender, gay, transgender, trans, gender, you don't learn reading, writing, arithmetic, you learn this, gender fluid, bisexual, straight, male, lesbian. I mean, they're jumping over the line a million miles. I mean, they're not crossing the line. They are just absolutely no parental rights. Your children belong to us. We'll give them abortions. We'll sterilize them. We'll cut their genitals off. We'll take them away from you. We won't tell you where they are. I mean, this is what every authoritarian state does. They just usually turn the kids into spies and workers and soldiers. But the globalists are like, oh, we're going to sterilize them and turn them into sex workers.
Annie, what happened after you left your village?
If someone just molests your son or daughter, they can get over it. But if someone could brainwash your son or daughter to be chemically castrated so they're stunted, so they have major health problems, so they're dwarfing, so they then have their genitals cut off, isn't that far more brutal than just raping your child? This is it. This is the end of America. This is the takeover. This is the New World Order. It's already lawless. It's already gone to hell. This is a takeover. And you can sit there and play games all day long. Stalin just wanted totally obedient slaves for his industrial revolution for global domination. He was willing to kill 40 million people to do it. The New World Order is worse than Stalin. It wants to kill you in a very orderly fashion. Okay, I'm not up here saying all this wild stuff to sound shocking. You think I want to take on these psychotics for no reason? You think I got a damn death wish? I have the opposite of a death wish. Going along with this is a frickin' nihilistic death wish. This is survival you're seeing. This is resistance you're seeing. This is not some heroic exercise. And so all the middle class and all the nouveau riche and all the wealthy people that aren't globalist don't get organized and don't dedicate their time and energy to fighting tyranny, or they try to hide and keep themselves safe, and that's why you're going to lose everything. Keeping safe with a criminal takeover ensures you get destroyed. Yeah, maybe you get eaten a little bit later. Where are your instincts? It's all the folks that live in the country clubs that think they're safe and that think that they're isolated from everything else who are going to wish to your dying minute you'd have done more when you had a damn chance.